Sheet number 1. Right bank of the Marettia River. From Rimini to Ponte Verrucchio. Time required for cycling, 2 to 2.5 hours outward, 1.5 hours return. First part. From Ponte Tibero to Inkle System Lake. The fluvial systems represent, in Rimini's region, the few territorial areas that still possess a certain degree of naturalness. In fact, in this part of Romagna, there are not many areas of a certain extent that present well-preserved natural environments that can host in different times of the year a rich, wild fauna. Most of these areas are located in the high hill area of the province, while others fall in the territorial areas of the water catchment areas of the main rivers, first of all the Marettia. The Marettia River has had a primary role in the genesis of the territory and of human settlements in the Rimini area, and it certainly represents the most important geographical and physical element of the landscape. The Marettia River, Ariminus for the Latins, is a watercourse with a strong torrential character, and an important historical route between the Adriatic, the Padania, and central Tyrrhenian Italy. The catchment area is in the middle of the climate transition territory, and the plant and animal species that inhabit it belong to both the continental area and the Mediterranean area. This causes the evident presence of a great biological richness. Altogether, the water catchment area of the Marettia River has an extension of 416 square kilometers. From the beginning, Monte della Zucca, 1,263 meters, near Prateghi, to the sea, the course runs for 70 kilometers in a southwest-northeast direction. The river's flow direction, and therefore the geographic position of the valley, is the same that migratory birds have been traveling through the northern hemisphere for 1,000 years. This is why Marettia's valley is known as the traditional migration line of a very large number of bird species related to aquatic environments. The cycling route that we propose starts from the Ponte di Tibero and, continuing for 20 kilometers in the direction of the mountain, arrives at Ponte Verrucchio through the historical, naturalistic trail for pedestrians and cycles only, located on the right bank of the Marettia. This itinerary is very popular with walkers, hikers, and cyclists. The route is interesting in all seasons, but spring and early summer are the best times to enjoy the beauty of the river views, rich in water and lush vegetation, and for the possibility of interesting encounters with the local fauna. The cycle path starts in Rimini on the Circonvallazione Occidentale Street. Going towards the sea, a few meters from the entrance of the bridge on the left, you take a small road protected by a fence until you reach the Marettia Park, Parco 25 April. From here, in the mountain direction, cross the park, populated by giant willows and poplars, witnesses of the passage of the river that flowed into the canal port, and that only in recent years has been diverted to the north in Rivabella. Continuing in the direction of the mountain, you arrive on the bank of the Auza, 1,400 meters from the beginning of the track, a tributary of the Marettia River. You follow a stretch of embankment, and then, through a ramp to the right, you go down on the gravel, cemented, to go up immediately on the right bank of the Marettia. The convenient path in dirt floors takes us to the underpass of the State 16 that warns us that we are leaving the city. We are about 2,300 meters from the track's onset. Continue along the right bank of the river, and after passing two junctions with the provincial road Maracesi, number 258, you arrive at the military area of Spadarolo, once used as a powder magazine. Continuing, we arrive at the underpass with the A14 motorway. At this point, the riverbed is particularly wide. The rivers, after spring rains, tend to disperse among the gravels, forming secondary riverbeds that intertwine, as usually happens in the flat stretches of the streams. The banks of the river are bordered by abundant wooded vegetation, with the presence of willows of different species and white poplars. Stopping for a moment and looking at the riverbed with binoculars, it is easy to meet some constant presences. Common seagulls and royal gulls are often laid in the dry parts of the riverbed, and are often intent on plumage care. Little egrets and gray herons instead stand still in a few centimeters of water, waiting for prey. Small fishes approach the predators, unaware of the lightning whiplash that the long neck allows them and the unflappable grip of the long serrated beak that leaves no escape to the unwary. Beyond the highway bridge, we are now about 6,000 meters from the starting point. We cross the Rio Mavone, which enters the Marechia, and we arrive at the noisy skeet shooting facility with adjoining restaurant. In the last few years, the most stringent legislation has prohibited the use of lead ammunition for this activity due to poisoning for numerous species of wildlife, imposing the use of more expensive but more environmentally friendly ammunition with steel pellets. After the skeet shooting, we come across a model aircraft runway. An example of multiple use of the riverbed, this time more sustainable. Continuing the route, a short detour follows to avoid a collapsed stretch of runway. Now, the track runs for a long stretch where the natural elements seem to regain the upper hand. The natural environments are formed by dense riparian groves with hygrophilous vegetation, bushes, and dry meadows. We are about 9,000 meters from the start of the runway. On our right, we have the vast riverbed of the Marechia, and on the left, there is the first of the former quarry lakes, Lago Ingle System, which over time has been renaturalized and today hosts the most important and complex fauna of the whole lower course of the Marechia. See sheet number 2.